What can you tell me about the kinds of records that were most valuable to you? Were there regular progress reports? Were there minutes of meetings? Just what kinds of records were produced?
Yes, we had all kinds of minutes of meetings. And the director's file.
I see.
Yes. We did not use the different division files.
Mm-hmm.
But the director's file was supposed to have a carbon copy of everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where the director's file is. I don't really know.
Right.
Well, for instance, Dr. Getting told me at the end of the war, when I was writing up the SCR 584, from his notebook, I found out about the Signal Corps project that preceded the 584, as a gun laying system.
Okay.
I was talking to Dr. Guerra after this thing. And, of course, he told me that it was absolutely useless to write the history of everything because you couldn't see into various people's mind. Well, I could see his mind very well. And I had something on the SCR 260 page, which he had. He didn't think it was that way. And he said, "You got me there." Oh, how he got me? Suppose I had made a mistake, you see,
yes,
and copied something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I said, "Well, I will check this back and show it to you." Like, he said, "Oh, no. Well, then, from the director's file, I learned that he and members of his group had a series of meetings with the General Electric Company. And I said, well, according to this, you made a decision, and so forth. He said, we made no decisions at all. We merely went there and pay no attention to these things in the director's file. We had to write, we made a trip, and we had to write up something or other. He said, no decisions were made. I said, well, you must have made some agreement, didn't you? He said, oh, yes. But we went back and did what we did, and they did the same. So, you see, the reason why Dr. Geller had me approach Dr. Getty was because they both had been junior fellows at Harvard.
At Harvard. Mm-hmm.
And Professor L.J. Henderson was the director of the junior fellows. And he made a pet out of Dr. Gamble. Well, he wasn't Dr. Gamble. He was Henry Gamble.
Yes.
And he wasn't very several people have told me that. Henry was bicultural. His father was French descent, and although his father was born in this country, mm-hmm. in St. Louis, he had been to France many times, and he was just like a Frenchman. And of course, L.J. Henderson was a Francophile. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know who said every man has two countries, his own and France. But I feel that way myself. it was natural that Henderson would have cared more for Dr. Gerlach than he did for the other fellows. Yes.